Hey Tim, can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good. I'm going to check the chairs mic too, just for kicks.
Okay.
And it's this one. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Alrighty. Thanks.
Cool. See you.
This is Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. I call this public hearing to order. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding Citizen Initiative 15PFVR, an act allowing qualified individuals to register to vote when applying for a permanent fund dividend, which is appearing on the ballot for the upcoming November 8, 2016 general election. This public hearing is required under a law passed by the Alaska State Legislature in 2010. Alaska Statute 15-45-195 requires the Lieutenant Governor to hold two or more public hearings concerning the initiative in each judicial district of the state at least 30 days before the Tuesday, November 8, 2016 election, in addition to testifying in person or by phone at the scheduled hearings. Anyone may submit public comment on this initiative at any time through the public notice posted at notice.alaska.gov/182725. For those of you dialing in today, the material related to this initiative is available as a PDF file attached to the public notice. Anyone wishing to testify today in person should sign up to testify using the provided sheet at your LIO or Legislative Information Office. Those dialing in should let the operator know if they wish to testify. We are holding four hearings concurrently this morning in the LIO offices in Juneau, Fairbanks, Seward, and Nome. And we will be alternating between the four locations and those who have dialed in to accept testimony for this initiative. The order for receiving testimony will be a statement of support from the sponsors of the initiative, a statement of opposition, and I will add that there has been no formal opposition offered to this initiative. We will then accept testimony from the general public in the order that people have signed up to testify. Please sign in or check in with the teleconference operator if you would like to testify. We will now begin accepting testimony. Do we have any initiative sponsors present to submit or read a statement of support? Do you have a statement?
I do have a statement.
Okay.
I will read the
if
statement.
If no sponsors are available to read the statement, we will read the prepared support statement presented to the Division of Elections in the Lieutenant Governor's Office at this time. And Scott Merriweather of Lieutenant Governor's Office will do so.
Thank you. Sponsor statement. An act allowing qualified individuals to register to vote when applying for a permanent fund dividend. Statement of support. Every eligible citizen in Alaska should have an equal opportunity to have their voice heard in our democracy. By combining the secure PFD application process with voter registration, this proposition will help protect the fundamental right of every eligible Alaskan citizen to vote, whether they are a senior in Anchorage, an active duty member of the military deployed overseas, or an Alaskan native in a rural community. PFD voter registration is a small, common sense update to Alaska's elections process that streamlines government and saves taxpayer dollars by combining the annual PFD application with simultaneous voter registration. If it passes, the information submitted to the 2017 PFD application would also be sent to the Division of Elections. While the state processes your PFD, the Division of Elections will register eligible new voters and update the addresses of established voters. New voters will receive a notification in the mail to either declare a political affiliation or opt out of the voter registration process. The proposition would not alter or eliminate other forms of existing voter registration. Paper applications will still exist at the DMV or from voter registrars. From a small change, our state can reap huge rewards. What are these benefits? We make government more efficient and save taxpayer dollars. Citizens can fill out one less government form, saving municipal clerks countless hours of manually inputting handwritten information for each voter. Meanwhile, the state saves money by printing and distributing less paper ballots. And we stretch our resources by using the existing secure PFD application process. The voter database becomes more accurate and secure. By using the PFD's existing secure electronic verification system, this proposal will make sure that only eligible Alaska citizens are registered to vote. This reduces the possibility that those who are not legally allowed to participate in our elections process can take advantage of it. I think that is meant to be can't take advantage of it. Every eligible voter gets an equal opportunity to have their voice heard in our democracy. By voting yes, we will protect the fundamental right of every eligible Alaskan citizen to vote and will ensure that those who find it a challenge to vote are able to participate fully in our democracy. This is especially important for Alaskans serving in the military, residents living in rural communities, and Alaska Natives. It's estimated by the Division of Elections that approximately 70,000 eligible citizens living in Alaska could be registered to vote in just 1 year. PFD voter registration is a simple update that makes voter registration more convenient for all Alaskans, be they Republican, Independent, or Democrat. Let's make government more efficient. Let's save taxpayer dollars. Let's make sure every Alaskan has an opportunity to have their voice heard. Vote yes on the PFD voter registration proposition.
Thank you, Scott. In addition to the sponsor statement, the law requires a statement of opposition. As I indicated earlier, there has been no submission of a statement of opposition. However, if there is anyone online who would like to offer a statement in opposition, we will hear that during the course of testimony. After posting to the Alaska Online Public Notice System and solicitations, the Division of Elections did not receive a response for the statement in opposition for this ballot initiative. Therefore, we will now move into public testimony. If you are here to testify, please limit your testimony to no more than 5 minutes. State your name for the record, and questions for the sponsor should be saved until after all testimony is received. There are Permanent Fund Division and election staff monitoring this hearing. And if questions are asked of the state that we can't answer, we will take note and have the appropriate agency get back to the constituent after the hearing. So is there any public testimony at this point?
This is Marna Sanford in Fairbanks.
Yes, Marna, go ahead.
Yes, I'm here to testify in support of Ballot Initiative 1. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and I'm always amazed at all of the wonderful technology we use to get our permanent fund applications up to date. I remember as a child my mom having me sign my permanent fund application on the paper form, and we've watched as that division has used technology to make that process so much easier. And now I get my email from my husband, hey, it's time to register. I get my email from the state telling me it's time to register for my PFD. And it's just so easy and wonderful. And I think it is such a great idea to have that technology available for voter registration. I think that oftentimes people, even with it available at the DMV, I think sometimes people don't take advantage of that. And this is just such a great way to use this technology that we perfected for our permanent fund to make people, it doesn't necessarily make them get involved in the process, but it certainly makes it easier for them to be involved, and that's by getting their self registered in the community where they're going to be receiving their check. So I think this is just a wonderful, wonderful initiative, and I support it for all of the reasons that the sponsor stated, and I just think it's the right time and the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Marna. I see on the list that Natasha Singh is also registered. Natasha, do you choose to testify?
Yes. Thank you.
Please proceed.
Natasha Singh, on behalf of Tanana Chiefs Conference. Tanana Chiefs Conference and the 37 federally recognized tribes of our consortium also support Ballot Initiative 1. Particularly, we support this initiative because a lot of our tribal members are constantly moving between the village and urban centers, and unfortunately, registering to vote at their current address doesn't always follow. And we believe this will significantly increase the accurate information for particularly Native voters and tribal members who have recently moved to urban centers. We have found it difficult to register voters in the current system, and we believe that once this initiative passes and everyone who applies for the PFD is also registered to vote, we will see an increased interest in our democracy. And that's exactly what the ballot initiative will accomplish, a better democracy where everyone has a chance to have a voice in our elections, including Alaska Natives, who sometimes are a disenfranchised population. So Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Interior Villages support this initiative.
Thank you, Natasha. At this time, we do not have any additional individuals on our list to testify, so we will go into recess. We will be listening, and if at any of the locations individuals do register, we will continue to hear testimony. So at this time, we will go into recess.
Okay, this is Scott Merriweather. We're going to resume the hearing. Is anybody online to testify?
Hey, Scott, can you hear me?
Yes. John Henry?
Yeah.
Would you like to testify?
Yeah, my plan was just to read our sponsor statement.
At the outset of the hearing, we already read the statement, but if you'd like to read it again, that would be fine too, or if you have any other comments or testimony.
Yeah, can you just give me a second to pull something up?
Sure.
Thanks.
Before you start, John Henry, would you state your full name?
John Henry Heckendorn.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me one second. Okay, I have a written statement, if that's okay.
Yeah, proceed.
PFD voter registration is a common sense proposal for streamlining government services and improving access to democracy. If it passes, then every year successful PFD applicants will be automatically registered to vote or have their registration updated if it's out of date. Those who don't want to be registered may opt out. The initiative is also designed to build momentum for continued elections reform and government efficiency. The Division of Elections has publicly projected that this initiative could result in as many as 70,000 new registered voters in year one. We project that many of these new voters would come from historically disenfranchised minority communities, and census data shows are significantly underrepresented in today's voter rolls, as well as Alaskans in the military, younger Alaskans, disabled Alaskans, and Alaskans working in resource development. The initiative will also improve the accuracy of the voter rolls through unprecedented annual updates to voter registration via PFD applications. Research by the Pew Foundation and National Center on Budget and Policy Priorities indicates that online voter registration could save the state more than 10% on processing costs. The positive impacts include a 10% increase in total registered voters, comprehensive annual updates to registration, enfranchising marginalized communities, and significant cost savings. Encourage folks to vote yes on ballot measure one on November 8th. The coalition of support for PFD automatic voter registration includes AARP of Alaska, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation, the ACLU of Alaska, the AFL-CIO of Alaska and Affiliates, the Alaska Federation of Natives, the Alaska Native Village Corporation Association, the 12 Alaska Native Regional Corporations, including the ANCSA Regional Association, BP Alaska, the Bush Caucus of the Alaska State Legislature, the Coastal Villages Regional Fund, Get Out the Native Vote, Great Alaska Schools, League of Women Voters of Alaska, NEA Alaska, NAACP Alaska, Our Alaska, Canada Chiefs Conference, and the Alaska Center. That's all I got, Scott.
Thank you. I have a question for you. Do you have any social media sites or websites or anything like that that you could share with the public that might be interested?
Yeah, the campaign website is pfdvoter.com. The campaign Facebook page, which is active, is facebook.com/pfdvoter.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Does that wrap up your testimony, John Henry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to remain active until 11 a.m., but we're going to go back into recess, and we'll be standing by. If anybody dials in or shows up to testify, we will be live again. will call the hearing for ballot initiative number one back to order. And there is no more testimony lined up, so I'd like to thank all of you who testified today, to the staff here in TUNO, and then the LIOs who helped facilitate this hearing. All testimony having been taken, this hearing on Citizen Initiative 15 DFVR is now adjourned.
Your host is exiting the conference.